and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Unexpected guests are always a problem, and sometimes expected guests can be too, particularly if their visit is an official one. Our island detachment find that out when it's their turn to be mother with the teapot for a high-ranking officer from the Admiralty.
I say, Heather.
Well?
I never was any good at paperwork, but this is ridiculous. I mean, how can anyone be expected to work out a thing like this?
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Too darn. Something, something, A, something, something.
Oh, really? Well, what's the clue?
The greater the elevation, the better the color of the pasture.
Grass.
What? How do you make that out?
The higher up the mountain, the greener grows the grass.
Does it really? Heather?
Yes?
What were you doing up a mountain?
Do you think I could carry on with my work now?
Oh, no, you've boobed somewhere. Grass can't be right.
Why not?
Well, it makes one across, more than once, into to geis.
What?
Well, it was twice, but your grass has made it to geis.
Oh, let me see.
There's no use arguing. It's wrong. Unless it's the higher up the mountain, the greener grows the grass.
One across, more than once. Leslie.
Well?
It's not twice, it's again.
Huh?
A-G-A-I-N, then two darn can be G-R-A-S-S.
Oh, yes, so it can. Well, of course, if you hadn't put me off with your tagais and whereas, I'd have seen it right away.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Now then, now, five down.
Leslie,
hmm?
Our lord and master is at home.
I know, I can hear him buzzing. How he expects me to concentrate when he keeps on... Oh, my goodness. The buzzer.
Come in.
You buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzzed. In fact, I buzzed more than once. I buzzed twice.
Not twice, sir. Again. Otherwise, you'll get stuck up a mountain with the whereas.
What on earth are you talking about?
It's two down, sir. One up. Four no trumps, sir. One for his knob, sir. That is, are you buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzzed.
Sir Geis.
Mr. Phillips, will you shut up?
I doubt it, sir. You carry on, sir.
Oh, I'm much obliged. Mr. Phillips, I just had a signal from Portsmouth informing me that we're about to receive a courtesy visit from the Admiral.
The Admiral? Oh, that'll be nice. I wish I was going to be here, sir. I'm due for leave, and I shall miss it.
Oh, you're not due for leave, Mr. Phillips, or if you were, you're not now.
Oh, hard luck, Leslie.
Yes. We'll put that in your tagais and we'll rest it. Commander Shaw's coming down from the Admiralty with the Admiral, of course, and after tea and sticky buns with Commander Povey at Portsmouth, the whole confined circus is coming over here. First things first, and immediate priority in a case like this, is to make absolutely sure that Chief Petty Officer Pertwee knows of this impending visit in sufficient time.
Sufficient time, sir?
Yes, sufficient for him to put back enough of the various items of naval property that he's borrowed from time to time. To make it look as if we live here.
Yes, guys, they're very funny. When are the Admiral, Commander Shaw, and Commander Purvey expected to arrive, sir?
Well, sometime late this afternoon, I gather.
I'll go and warn C.P.O. Pertwee at once.
No, don't bother, Mr. Phillips. That is a task I look forward to undertaking myself.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yep, we haven't got any. Good morning.
Chief.
Yes, what is it, Johnson?
How do you know we haven't got any when they never get the chance to say what it was?
Well, that's simple, my son. Whatever it was, we haven't got any, and if we have, Pertwee wants it for himself. So, cook up.
Yes, Chief. Blooming bully, you're rotten, that's what you
down,
are.
Down, Fido, down.
Rotten.
Don't you snap at me, Johnson. Well, I'll fix you up with a blind date with Cookhouse Clara, and that'll be your lot.
But she's enormous.
She's what?
Enormous.
She's vast, Johnson. Yeah. That's what she is, boy. She's vast. Yeah. She's also dead eager to meet you, so watch it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to eat out.
Don't bother. Nappy Nora's got your cards marked, and all. You can't win.
Nappy Nora? Who's she then? Which one's that?
The one that still smells of chips and a day off and laughs immoderate.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, well, now that we understand each other, Johnson, I've got a little job for you.
No, I can't afford it and I don't want to go. How much and where to?
Thank you, Johnson. Thank you for that vote of confidence. Very touching. Now pass me the phone.
Who are you going to ring up now?
The cook house. What a duty. Great dollop of feminine purple suit is he going to...
I'll do it, I'll do it. Whatever it is, I'll do it.
Good lad. You're a good boy. That's what you are, a good boy. See, it just so happens that a certain relative of mine...
Blimey, there must be hundreds in your family, Chief.
Millions, more like it, Johnson. Millions. If ever we all got together, we'd make the Alamein reunion look like a Beetle drive. Well, now, this relative of mine has been drafted, you see, to CNC staff at Portsmouth.
Oh, that's handy for a start, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, funnily enough, Johnson, it had occurred to us that it might prove very convenient. Yes. However, being the Pertwee station nearest to Portsmouth, the rest of the family naturally looked to me to see that this relative of mine is made welcome.
What are you going to do, fire a 21-gun salute?
Hardly, Johnson, no. And if you're feeling hungry, the nappy's open and they're frying tonight.
No, thanks, I'm on a diet.
Very wise with your figure, fatso. Now, look, my family's going to expect me to see that all the comforts of home can not only be looked for, but found as well.
But if your relative's been drafted to Portsmouth, quarters will be laid on, Chief.
You're joking, of course, Johnson. You must be joking. It's high time that you realise Pertwees don't live in quarters. They kick in luxury flats with nautical decor.
I was forgetting.
Yeah, granted. Now, this relative of mine is due at Portsmouth tomorrow, so tonight. Tonight, you and I, Johnson, we're going over in the launch.
What, just the two of us?
Just Johnson, just you and me. The carpet at the number one's office, Mr. Phillips' chair, the CEO's table lamp, ashtrays, and everything else we can lay our hands on, right?
But you can't just knock off all that stuff like that.
I'm not going to, Johnson.
Oh.
I'm going to keep cavey while you do.
What? Oh. Hey, look, here it's number one.
Good morning, sir. And I've got three witnesses to prove I was nowhere near wherever it was, whenever it was, whatever it was happened, sir.
I've never known a time when you didn't have, Chief. I've dropped in to impart a little titbit of information, which may well put a damper on your extracurricular activities. In fact, I've every confidence it'll stop you dead in your tracks.
I can hardly wait.
Then let me put you in your misery. Later today, we are to receive a visit from Commander Shaw.
Oh, yes, sir.
And Commander Povey.
Oh, well, that'll make a nice change, won't it?
And an admiral.
And an admiral. Hey, who? An admiral?
And an admiral, Chief. One who, to the best of my knowledge, is not a relative of yours.
No, sir. No, no, that's right, sir. No, no, you're quite... We haven't got an admiral in the family as yet, sir. We've got a couple of vices, but no admirals.
No... No need to be modest, Chief. Your family's got all the vices.
Thank you, sir. We do our best.
However, I would be grateful if you didn't display too many of them in front of our visitors.
Oh, it'll be all right, sir. We shan't be here anyway, you see. We shall be moving a load of stuff out your...
Stop!
Well, Chief, I'll leave you to digest my little item of news and take whatever actions you consider necessary to avoid any novelties during our guest stay.
Novelties, sir?
Yes, Johnson. Our last high-ranking visitor took his jacket off for a moment when the Chief was passing, got shanghaied into delivering coal all the afternoon.
Yes, and a dead loss he wasn't it, no, sir.
Possibly, possibly, but do try to remember, Chief, that any strange face you see round here today belongs to an admiral, not a potential coal man.
Aye, aye, sir.
Splendid. Carry on. Grand morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, but it's a right honourable perisher now.
I suppose this admiral's visit means your relative will have to rough it, then.
Rough it? A Pertwee rough it? Have you gone mad?
Well, I just thought
it's
that
it's time you realise, my lad, that other people have to rough it because the Pertwees are hogging it.
Well, how are you going to whip all that furniture and stuff and move it over to Portsmouth?
Well, wait until the Admiral's gone. Of course, he won't be here long.
Oh,
I say, Heather.
Leslie, don't you think you'd better put that crossword away and get down to the jetty to meet the launch party?
Yes, in a minute. I've got time to do one more. 16 down. Forced up by eruption and like a geezer.
Where the devil is everybody?
Povey, P-O-V. Oh, Lord.
Mr. Phillips. Normally, I was under the impression that admirals were only sneaked ashore during an invasion. At other times, they are generally met and welcomed.
I doubt that, sir. I mean, who'd be more unwelcome than an admiral? I'm terribly sorry, sir. I was held up by a geist. Whereas, a nuts for you, sir. How is the admiral, sir?
Unbearable. Commander Shaw is the only person who seems to be able to cope. Every time I say anything, he bites my head off.
Oh, what a shame, sir. I can't wait to meet him.
This way, sir. I'd no idea you were keen on clock golf as well.
How much farther is it, Blaster?
Nearly there, sir. This is the outer office.
Well, never mind about the toffees. Where's the gin?
Welcome aboard, sir.
Who's this idiot?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir.
Phyllis? How can a sub-lieutenant be called Phyllis?
I say, steady on. Heather, tell number one the launch party has arrived, please.
If we're not disturbing him, perhaps he'd care to receive us.
Aye, aye, sir.
I say, that's a fair old bit of crackling, isn't it, what? God!
No, really!
Heather, there's a funny rumbling noise coming. Welcome aboard, gentlemen.
Oh, here's another of them. What's his name?
It's Lieutenant Price, sir, the number one.
Delighted to meet you, sir.
Well, speak for yourself. Where's the gin?
I think the animal's thirsty, number one.
No, well, come into my office. We'll soon put that right.
Here's Heather. Put the kettle on for a cup of tea, will you?
Tea? Blasted rot-cutting stuff. I'm not drinking that muck. Never have, and I'm not starting now. I want a gin, and a large one.
Yes, quite so, sir. Quite so, sir. Now, if you care to come into my office, I have a bottle I think you might
like. That's more like it. Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
After you, sir.
About time, too. Thought they must be temperance.
I don't know why I bother to come at all. He never listens to a word I say.
Why don't you try sign language?
I would, but the kind of signs I have in mind would lose me my commission.
Come on!
Oh, good grief.
Well, sir, may I say how honored we are to receive this visit from you?
Well, more gin and not so much water with it this time.
Yes, of course, sir. With pleasure. A slice of lemon, sir?
Certainly not. More gin. Well, go on. Yeah, well, that's a bit more like it.
I was about to say...
Then don't. Let somebody else get a word in. Sure.
Sir.
Well, tell them about the party tonight, will you?
Oh, certainly, sir, certainly. Number one, the Admiral is throwing a party at Pompey this evening, and he'd like you to join him.
Oh, delighted, sir. Most kind.
Well, invite that stupid one with the big hat as well. Name's Phyllis.
Eh? Oh, yes. He'd like you to join him as well, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, I was afraid he would. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. I shall look forward to that.
Spoken like a man, Mr. Phillips. More gin, sir?
Naturally. I don't know where they buy this stuff. It's weak as blazes anyway.
What are you doing in the launch, Tuffy?
Who's that?
Johnson, what's going on?
Extra duty, that's what. It's persecution. Slave labor.
What is?
I've got to take number one and Mr. Phillips over to Pompey.
But you can't do that. Chiefy Pertwee wants a launch.
Then Chiefy Pertwee's at it.
Oh, blimey, he won't like that.
Look out, here they come.
I can't imagine where the Admiral puts it all. We don't even get tuppence back in the empties.
Now, what fascinated me, sir, was even after shipping all that lot, he didn't even sway. Mind you, he didn't half glow.
I think the third bottle warmed him up a bit. It's like standing next to a radiator.
Mabelstein and Goldstein reporting, sir.
Good evening, Goldstein. Is the launch ready to cast off?
Aye, aye, sir.
Then let's not keep it waiting. You aboard, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. I'd have better fiber you'd miss the plank and fall in. Cast off, Goldstein.
Aye, aye, sir.
Johnson!
Over here, Chief.
Johnson? Oh, there you are. Good lad. You all ready for a little light removal work?
Yeah. What with?
What do you mean, what we've? I told you what we've. The launch. This launch. Which launch? What, here. Where, who's pinched it? Who's wiped our launch?
Number one and Mr. Phillips have got it, Chief. The Admiral's giving a party at Portsmouth.
Well, there's a diabolical liberty.
What, swiping the launch?
No, not inviting me. Serve him right if it's a flop.
Looks like that relative of yours will have to rough it after all, now, Chief.
That's just where you're wrong, my lad. We'll get all the gear down here and wait for the launch to come back.
But supposing it's an all-night party and the launch doesn't come back?
Sounds as if your launch has come back.
No. No, supposing it doesn't.
In that case, blow your audible luck, Johnson.
Hey, why?
Because we'll have to whip one of the sea boats off Trout Beach and you'll have to row us over in the morning.
But it's over 6 miles.
That's right, and just as much back. 3 trips ought to do it, so cheer up, you might cop a world record.
Oh.
Where this one came from. Well, what's your name? What? Oh, I never heard of you. Why, don't I know your father? Yes, Jutland, wasn't it? Yeah, never forget a name. Yes, Fred Jutland. Blithering idiot he was. You look just like him. Well, it's nice of you to come. Plenty more where that came from.
Ah, hello, you two. Enjoying the party? You want to try the punch?
We have. Lots and lots and lots of time.
Yes, yes.
See you later.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, what are you laughing about?
I just remembered something terribly funny.
Well?
I've forgotten, sir. Can you remember?
Remember what?
What I was laughing about.
Were you? I didn't notice.
Neither did I.
Have you tried the punch?
Oh, several times.
So have I. Shall we sample it again?
Much as I like to, sir, I don't think I can.
Why not?
Looks too far away,
though. Ken!
Pity.
Oh, look.
What?
My glass is empty.
Show me. Show me. By Jove, so it is.
I know what's happened. I know what has happened.
What?
It has got a leak.
Oh. My dear sir, let's abandon ship. Abandon ship. Oh, shame, sir.
Pity.
Hard luck.
What were you laughing about, Phillips?
I've no idea, sir.
Really? Well, that is terribly funny.
Yes. What is?
I've got a leaky glass.
What, another one, sir?
Yes, I must have said that twice, Mr. Phillips.
Not twice, sir. Again. Otherwise, two down is a warass.
Well, I think that the head's down. Here comes the Admiral.
Well, what's your blasted name? Well, don't tell me. As long as you know, it's the main thing. Well, where on earth did they find all these ghastly women? Well, one of them under 80. Well, it's nice to see you.
Sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips?
Sir, I don't think I'm going to enjoy the trip back in the launch very much.
Oh, absolutely fatal, Mr. Phillips, but I've taken the precaution of arranging to stay the night over here in quarters.
Quarters? And what quarters?
Empty ones. Someone's not coming until tomorrow, so well, they're empty.
Oh, that's jolly convenient, sir. I've very nice of them, sir. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, not again.
I say, I just had a wonderful idea.
Now, what is it?
Well, sir, let's... let's go and empty all their dustbins.
Empty all their dustbins?
Yes, sir.
Where?
That's the idea, sir. We won't tell them where.
Brilliant. And we will chuck this leaking glass into the dustbin at the same time.
Oh, you are a devil.
Let's go and find them, and that I hope, Mr. Phillips, that they are full up.
I suppose you wouldn't like to row for a bit.
That's right, Johnson. I wouldn't. You're doing splendid.
Oh, I'm not doing splendidly at all. I'll blow up in a minute.
Don't you dare. Cheer up. It's the last trip. We're nearly there now.
Oh, I didn't mind shipping over chairs and carpets, but I still reckon this relative of yours could have done without a perishing piano.
Nonsense. Oh. We're a very musical family.
Well, wasn't a radiogram enough?
No. The Pertwees are very artistic artistical. We create.
Oh, so you do. From first thing in the morning till last thing at night.
Now, look. Don't think I'm warning you. One more word out of you and we'll take this up right back and come back with a grand.
Oh, pardon, I'm sure.
Right. In, out. In, out.
Action station.
Number one gun ready, sir. Oh, my head. Oh.
Never mind your head, Mr. Phillips. Mine's the one we're worrying about.
By the way, what's the time?
Daytime, sir. I mean, 09:05, sir. Huh? I say, sir.
What is it?
Where are we?
At the inn quarters at Portsmouth, at least I think we are.
Oh, yes. It's all coming back to me now.
Ah.
And I wish it hadn't.
Mr. Phillips.
What, sir?
What's all that rubbish doing at the bottom of the bed?
I've no idea, sir. Looks as if some clot has emptied all their dustbins.
Very, very odd. Perhaps we'd better get up.
Right, sir.
Ah! My head! Don't shout like that.
Sorry, sir. Sorry. Cold liner.
I see. I wonder where this door leads to.
Very nice, sort of sitting room.
Yes, you know, it's most peculiar, but I've got a strange sort of feeling that I've been here before.
Now, sir, come to think of it, the furniture does look rather, familiar.
Yeah, I mean, this carpet's the same colour as the one in my office, isn't it?
So it is, sir. Service issue, I suppose.
Well, I say there's a guest ring in there. Go and make some coffee and I'll see if I can find a bathroom.
Righto, sir. Black coffee, of course.
Very definitely.
Right, Odie. Now then, darling, up with you then, Johnson. To me. From you. Now, mind the neck.
Piano's on mine.
No, no, the piano. Now, come on, lift down a bit. Mind the chair. Right, down with you then. Right, now my hand. There. Lovely. There.
I'll never be able to row back. I know I won't. I'll never do it.
Of course you will. You've been practicing ever since dawn, haven't you?
Yes. What time's this relative of yours due?
Well, any time now, so come on, get a move on. Yeah, come on, let's go and get that radiogram. Come on.
Yeah, couldn't we leave it where it is and just turn up the volume a bit?
No, we can't. Come on.
Good gracious.
Mr. Phillips.
Just coming, sir. What's the matter?
Mr. Phillips, I don't remember seeing a piano in this room just now, do you?
Piano, sir? No, I'm sure there wasn't a bit. Oh, lummy. Where did that come from?
I know one thing, it wasn't Father Christmas.
Right, darling. Up with your head, Johnson.
Aha.
Right, to me, from you.
Good Lord, Pertwee.
Yeah, mind the vase.
Can we give you a hand, Chief?
Yes, please, sir, if you would. Good morning, Harry. Very nice. How do you do, sir? Johnson, number one. I mean, well, sir. Yes, sir. What are you doing here, sir?
The very question I was about to ask you, Chief.
Yes, and I thought of it first. Now, that's it. Now, then, what am I doing here? Yes, that's it. What am I doing here? Yes.
Take your time, Chief.
I am, sir. It's not doing me a bit of good.
I had noticed.
Yes, but right. Give me time, sir. Wait a minute. I'll have it in a minute. Now then. I know. I got it. Now, look. I know. Look, I knew. I knew, sir, that you were here, sir. I knew. And I said to myself, I thought that you'd like some of your personal treasures around you, sir. When were you?
Ah, good try, no. Chief, but no.
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 Oh. I see. Well, it's all good. Well, sir, now then. Darling, look, how's this? Look, it so happens, sir, that a relative of mine...
Ah, now that sounds much more like it.
Good, sir. Well, sir, this relative of mine is staying in these quarters for a short time. Just for a short time, sir. So I thought, I'd
turn it into a little home from home.
That's it, exactly, sir.
And you succeeded, Chief.
Thank you, sir.
With all my property.
Beg pardon, Chief, your relative's here.
Oh, right.
Then it's going to be the shortest family reunion ever. Because you're about to leave us, Chief, at once to return to the island, post-haste, where you'll place yourself under close arrest and the quick.
Well, now, I'd rather not, sir. If you don't mind, sir, I'd rather not. And with all due respect, sir, frankly, I wouldn't advise it.
You wouldn't, Chief?
No, sir, no. No, if I may say so, sir, and far be it for me to mention it, sir.
No, but you're going to.
Yes, sir, if you insist, sir. I was going to say that must have been quite a party last night.
Yes, it was rather.
Party? What's that got to do with it?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all, sir. Nothing. Just a slight error in navigation on your leaving of it, as you might say.
Oh, that's who talking about.
Well, permit me to introduce my relative, sir. Oi, we're in here. Come on.
What's your Johnsy boy?
Hello, Artie. Welcome.
Blimey, a wren.
Correct, sir. That's quite correct, sir. Leading wren, Felicity Pertwee, reporting to her quarters, sir.
Her quarters? Good grief. You mean we spent the night in the wren quarters?
In the nicest possible sense, sir. Yes, you have.
Oh, dear.
Oh, law.
Number one, have you seen the admiral's dustbin?
Blimey, is old Thundernuts. Guts.
Yes, and Chief.
Sir?
Is there a back way out of here?
Yes, sir. Straight through the bedroom window, sir, and turn left at the naffy, sir.
Well, I'm very much obliged. Will you let us have this furniture back sometime, won't you?
Yes, sir, with pleasure, sir.
Number one, where are our confounded dustbin?
Hurry up, sir.
Yes, lovely to have met you, Miss Pertwee.
Mutual, I'm sure.
She's a much better look, a bit of crackling than that dirty great dollop of
feminine. Belt up!
Blimey, it runs in the family.
Come on, Miss Phillips, come on.
Ten hours, sir. Great morning, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, and Heather was Heather Chasen. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and the Admiral was Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.
Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.